Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
COFM and Richland Center, following the ABC News update at 9, sponsored by the Phoenix Center. Family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. We're at 8 degrees at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The trade war with China is on. 10% tariffs kicking in overnight. The retaliatory 15% tariffs on U.S. goods entering China in effect as well. However, ABC Chief White House correspondent Mary Bruce says the trade war that President Trump was threatening against Mexico and Canada has been averted for now.
After two phone calls with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, Canada agreeing, in addition to its existing $1.3 billion border plan, to appoint a fentanyl czar, list cartels as terrorists, and launch a joint Canada-U.S. strike force to combat organized crime, fentanyl, and money laundering.
Mexico also announcing new border security rules in exchange for the temporary tariff pauses. Two key test votes today for two of President Trump's cabinet picks, Health Secretary nominee Robert Kennedy Jr. and Director of National Intelligence nominee Tulsi Gabbard. Five people shot at an adult education center in Sweden this morning. Happened about 125 miles from Stockholm. This is ABC News. New worries about the amount of plastic in our brains. Researchers say that they are finding enough microplastics scattered around our human brains to make up an entire plastic spoon. The amount 50% more than samples taken 8 years before.
While the headline may sound alarming, doctors say the study of these microplastics is still in its early stages. Back in December, a study raised concern about black plastic commonly used in kitchen utensils, claiming it could expose users to dangerous levels of flame retardant. But the researchers later issued a correction, saying a math error had overstated the risk.
ABC's Lana Moyes. There are concerns about butterflies. Experts now say the number of monarch butterflies spending the winter in the western United States dropped dramatically this year. A conservation group counted 9,000. In recent years, there have been about 200,000. Last year, federal officials moved to list monarchs as threatened. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The best place to catch a Friday night fish dinner is the Phoenix Center. Dine in or carry out delicious deep-fried or baked fish. Fish is served from 4 to 8 p.m. Fridays only. The Phoenix Center serves food and fun every day. The pizza is out of this world, and after a great meal, make it an even better night with a game of bowling. The Phoenix Center is family fun at its best, open at 11 a.m. Monday through Sunday. The Phoenix Center, this area's go-to spot for good times and great food.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
A high in the low 20s today with north to northwest winds at 10 to 15. Partly to mostly cloudy and brisk tonight. A low of 8, 31 for Wednesday. Scattered light snow later in the afternoon. Possibly some mixture of sleet and snow on Wednesday night. A low of 24. Clouds giving way to scattered sunshine Thursday and 35. Less wind on Friday and 25 degrees.
Good oral health leads to better overall health. Brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or a free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from, with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Coach Jamie Johnson here. How are your New Year's resolutions or goals going? Are you struggling? Have you given up already? Maybe you didn't even know where to start or didn't even start. I would love to chat with you about a systematic, structured, supported health plan that works. I say with our program, the plan works if you work the plan. Contact me today, Jamie Johnson, through Facebook, or you can call me at 608-604-7751. Mention the radio ad and receive a scholarship upon the order.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our annual Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This is a huge auction with tractors, farm equipment, tillage equipment, planters, trucks, trailers, combines, and more. We're taking quality consignments of equipment. Get your equipment up to the Hillsboro Auction Yard today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Welcome to our morning show today. Marty Richards from Greater Richland Area Tourism is our guest here to talk about all of the things that are going on and that will be going on here early in the year. Last time we were here, we were optimistic, you get the snowmobile trails open, you had the signs up and things like that, but that ain't happened so far, Marty.
Yeah, well, good morning, Phil, first off, and tell me something good.
Tell me something good. Well, there are still people coming to the area, though.
There are.
I've been downtown, and I've actually met a few coming through.
There are. And so the reason I started with the tell me something good recently, we were at the Wisconsin Association of School Board Conventions, and we had a keynote speaker there that was outstanding. And he knew the area or knew where he was at. And he goes, you know, you Wisconsinites, you always lead with, you know, how are you doing? And he said, I get it. You're truly wanting to know how everybody's doing, but and you've had this experience. And I've got a friend that every time I see him, I just hey, how are you doing? Genuinely want to know. And it's, the interest rates are too high and my car has flat tire. And I mean, you hear all the problems. And I've been guilty of that. Jokingly, I've said when somebody asks me, how you doing? You know, I'll say, I'm above ground taking nourishment, which which is sarcasm. And there was a guy I used to know that was the best you could get out of him. So I just, the keynote speaker did a good job. And he said, you know, when you meet folks, instead of giving them that option to tell you what's wrong, try to get them to just give you that one thing today. And for me, no matter how bad the day is going, every afternoon or evening when I get home, if it's still light out, we have chickens. And the chickens are trained in that I'm the only one that feeds them mealworms. And so when I show up, when the truck comes in, it is like this mad dash to my truck. of these chickens. And if you've ever seen chickens run, or the where they're trying to outpace each other, it's just chaos. But they're coming up and just happier than heck to see me. So always got that.
Well, you got a fan club then.
Regardless of what happens, the chickens always love to see me. So, and there's nothing funnier than watching chickens run. It's dinosaurs running, basically.
Right.
So, but anyway, yes, we do. We actually do have quite a few folks coming. And it's interesting, you know, last time we talked, you know, snow makes a difference. And we saw it last year in 2024 in January. We had those 10 days and all of a sudden, bang, you know, people were coming from Iowa and Minnesota. But unfortunately now this year we are in the great, you know, Midwest snow donut, as they call it, that we just don't have snow. And even northern Wisconsin's struggling again, which is tough on their economy. And so they're having troubles all the way up north. As I understand it, I haven't been up there, but I know folks who have, and then kind of watching things. Really, the lake effect snow in northern Michigan and the upper parts of the mainland of Michigan really are one of the few places that do have snow, and it's mostly from lake effect to where they can have the outdoor activities. Now, good news for us. So this is the good part, right? The good news for us is we've been building ice. There's plenty of ice. So Lee Lake, where we'll talk about it in a minute, they're wide open for fishing, so that's great. The other thing I noticed is that we've got a lot of frost in the ground. So when visitors come, we've been encouraging them, when it's a mild temperature like this weekend was fairly pleasant, they can go hiking because the ground is still firm. So the Okooch Mountain Recreation Trails, the Pine River Trail out at Ash Creek Community Forest, Pierre County Park, and those hills, that you can go hiking and you're not going to get, you know, it's not mud spring yet, which I call it in March when everything just falls apart and it's a mess. So our visitors have found that, yeah, we can still go. We can still get out of the city. We can still have that relaxation. We can go hiking instead of snowshoeing, or, you know, snowmobiling would be an option, cross-country skiing. With all of our trails, they're still firm because the frost is really deep in the ground. I've learned that by trying to put a bird feeder up. I could not get enough hot water to thaw that out. So
I bet not.
Zip ties and an existing fence post made it happen. But it...
I'm not convinced. I think we're still going to have some snow.
Well, but here's the problem with it. And I'm in the Ridge and Valley Renegade Snowmobile Club. And every year we have one particular member that goes, well, you're already, you know, he counts the days and he's the negative one in the group, right? And he goes, that's not going to last very long. And, you know, and he's right in a way. For snowmobile trails, we're really getting down to where, boy, it's got to happen almost tomorrow or this week. You know, because number one, we do have one thing going for us with the frost, because if it does snow, it will keep the snow. However, it takes quite a bit to be able to groom trails, get them open. I mean, we need to get dumped on to make it happen, or else, you know, if you get 3 to 4 inches, that's not going to help us for outdoor activities of snowmobiling. Snowshoeing you can. Snowshoeing you can go, and really 2 inches of snow will work for you on snowshoeing, and that's a very enjoyable thing too.
Maybe Saturday, it sounds like.
Maybe, yeah. Well, you know, there's a lot of things I was told was going to happen.
Long ways off.
And weather forecasting is a whole other ball of wax. So, but yeah, I'm an optimist, you know, and it looks better too. I'll be honest. This area, when it's snow covered, looks fantastic. It photographs well. I've got my video guy on call that, you know, we need some snow B-roll footage that we can use in our streaming advertising in the future of the four seasons, because we are now marketing four seasons here. And we're seeing that in our lodging. It is stronger than it has been traditionally in the past. So we need some good visuals of the area. And in our hills, driftless hills with the trees and everything, a little bit of snow makes things look great. So, yeah, whatever snow we get, I'll be happy about it. If nothing else, it's going to help us market to the future. So, yeah, we do have visitors coming. Maybe not the large numbers we saw last year at the end of January, but we do have quite a few visitors coming.
Well, you've got some outdoor events to talk about, but also some indoor. We move indoors, and you got quite a few things going on here.
Yeah, You know, so I always joke, that when we get past Thanksgiving, for me, it's like, okay, things are going to slow down and I can, you know, get things under control for the next year and kind of plan. And I'm learning as time goes on, that becomes more and more of a falsehood. It just, we, like I said, we're starting to become a year-round destination with more events happening. And I can remember my first year, which I believe was 5 years ago, as the tourism director in February, we're kind of sitting there fighting, okay, what do we have? And now that calendar, so folks, I'm going to talk a lot about these events, and I know I throw a lot at you. I've had folks message me after I'm on, and they're like, what's that you said about that one thing? And I'm always happy to field those calls and messages. But go to greaterrichlandtourism.com, and our calendar of events has kind of become the depository and the holder of almost any event that's happening in the area of interest to visitors, guests, and even sometimes it's just community events that our guests do really enjoy when they like to get ingrained in the community. So always go greaterrichlandtourism.com to the calendar of events, and you'll find this information there. So a couple of things that have been happening regularly that they're really gaining steam. The Branding Iron in Lime Ridge and the Village Pump in Ithaca, of all places, the Branding Iron and the Village Pump have been having regular euchre nights. And as they've gone on, they've gained popularity. The Village Pump, it's every Wednesday night. And they have a guest bartender every Wednesday night, the same guy that I'm not going to say his name because it may drive some people away, but it's Mick Hipsch.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not you. So.
It's not me, so you're safe. you know, Mick adds a little color to it as well. But it's really cool. It's kind of becoming a community event. But then also I'm seeing other folks from outside of the area coming in because euchre's got this folk following that if you're not from Wisconsin, number one, you're not sure what it is, but there are folks now that they've heard of it and they're interested in it. And hey, it's a Wednesday in the middle of the week in the winter. It's really a nice opportunity to get out and kind of meet up. The Branding Iron has that every fourth Saturday in the month. So every fourth Saturday of the month, and then they'll do that through April. And then English Prairie Distillery down in Muscadet, they really have done a nice job of bringing some other opportunities for live music and just some events and activities that we didn't have in the past. They routinely have had an open mic night. They've got one coming up on February 12th. For English Prairie Distillery, I'd encourage go to their Facebook page. They have a website as well, but I do know their Facebook page is really good about posting what's happening this week or what's happening the next day. And they do some regular events that anybody can enjoy. You don't have to go down there and think, okay, you know, I've got to, you know, be into distilled spirits to enjoy this. They have some really good mocktails that have no alcohol in them as well. It's a really comfortable atmosphere. Scott and Sue are doing an awesome job down there. And so that's just a really comfortable experience as well.
We enjoyed hearing about it. In fact, Scott was in the studio with us last Friday.
Good.
So enjoyed hearing about it. They've got a great thing going on.
And their story is really cool. You know, how they ended up there and what they've done with that building. That excites me when somebody comes in, rehabs a building, and kind of keeps that flavor of what the building was. They really did a nice job down there. And then the winter market, a lot of folks have found there is a winter market. It's every Wednesday at the Richland Center Community Center. I know during January they had to take some breaks because holidays and then some other activities, but I believe it's every Wednesday now in February going forward. It's 12 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Now, that winter market, if you're familiar with the farmer's market during the summer, spring, summer, fall, is limited to locally produced foods. It's a true farmer's market. But the winter market at the Richland Center Community Center every Wednesday, 12 to 4, has those locally produced foods and produce, but there's other items. So they're a little more expansive in what they offer at that market and well worth the visit to go see what's going on. And you'll find there's one grower in particular I know that has a hoop garden that allows her to grow some items that you wouldn't normally expect to find at a farmer's market in January or February. So it's well worth the time to go see what's there. And then here's another thing that I've caught just the last week or two. So we went through that really. It was a pretty cold spell. You and I have dealt with colder spells in the farm, right?
Oh, yeah.
Somebody asked me, and they said, you know, when you were farming, what could you count on other than picking rock in the spring? And I said, it was like clockwork. The coldest day of the year would always be on a Sunday morning when you were trying to get to church and the barn cleaner would break.
Right.
And you would even know, go loosen up the chain and still it'd break, you know. So we did. We had, you know, a pretty good stretch there that we expect to have. That was some pretty cold weather in January for a good stretch. We've kind of, you know, emerged from that now to where it's pretty normal temperatures and even a little warmer at times. We have seen a lot of trout fishermen getting active. So this is a little bit new just in the last few years that from January to that first Saturday in May, there is early inland trout fishing. Now it's catch and release. And you can go out and practice and kind of find the fishing hole. And what happens this time of year, if it's not brutally cold, you know, if it's comfortable enough. So when we had 40 and almost 50 degree temps, that's perfect for trout fishing because the fish are active, they're feeding, and it's not hot. So in the summer, it's kind of hard trout fishing. When it gets to the 70s, 80s, and 90s, it's you might as well not go when it's 80 and 90 because they just find a deep hole and stay there. And but you know, when you hit into the 40s and 50s, that's perfect. And now I've been getting some pictures of some pretty nice trout that have been caught. We've got some resident experts in the area too that are really knowledgeable. Len Harris is he's a fishing guru. He knows all about it. You know, I know nothing, but I always like to kind of check in with him on what's going on, and he'll reach out to me. Charles Rathman is another one down by Muscadet that he really is very passionate about it. I know he would say, well, I'm still learning, but when I talk to him, he's way over my head. He knows, he's got it going on. But those guys are kind of, and there's others, you know, there's others that are very knowledgeable, doing an excellent job. But I just mentioned those two because they're kind of my conduit to what's happening. But I know we've been really active, and we'll start to see that as temperatures do moderate more. You'll start to see the Illinois and Iowa license plates at the bridges, and they're trout fishing, and that's legal at this time, catch and release.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Right up Willow Creek, actually, is kind of it's been long a hotbed there.
A long time. The Willow Creek's been outstanding for catch and release. And, you know, you get north of Ithaca, and there's quite a bit of public ground there where, you know, anybody can just go and, you know, fish, and the land's open to, you know, get through. I know one thing for those out of the area that are thinking about coming trout fishing, just make sure you're mobile and able to kind of tromp through stuff, because for the lack of snow, we didn't have snow to knock the weeds and everything down. You know, bring a machete, I guess. And if you've been out here in the summer, you know, we have some areas where the growth is pretty thick. Well, that didn't get knocked down or deteriorated this year from any winter storms. So just make sure you're mobile and or plan ahead that, okay, I may need to stick to the bridges or close to them.
No doubt. February events, and we're already underway with the new GRACE year, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. I know there was a big bowling tournament last weekend, but there's a dance coming up Sunday.
You know, I'll tell you, if anyone goes to all the dances that are coming up in February, that apparently that's the thing to do in February, you better buy new dancing shoes because there's a whole bunch of them. The first one kicks off February 9th. Walk with Grace benefit dance. That's at the Phoenix Center. Monty Berger and the Country Gold Band will be playing 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock. That's to benefit Grace. And then the Richland, the next item, Richland Center Area Performing Arts Council at the City Auditorium. They have a pretty cool Valentine's Day weekend event scheduled, and that is the Front Porch Comedy Show with Jeremy Nunes. Now, that's Saturday, February 15th, 7 o'clock. Tickets will be available at the door, but they're also available on the website at Eventbrite. Again, go to, I think, your easiest path to get to the tickets. Just go to the Greater Richland Tourism website, greaterrichlandtourism.com, our calendar of events. Everything you'll need is right there. You go to February 15th, you'll see Front Porch Comedy Show. And Jeremy Nunes, just so you know, I did a little research on him. Kind of an interesting story. He was a mayor of a small town in Illinois, and he was voted Illinois' funniest mayor, which I don't know if that's a great accomplishment. I've met some people from Illinois who were politicians I didn't find humorous at all. So, but I
maybe
did,
he and Todd Carpenter can do a little rant.
There, I would like to see a joke off. We'll see see how that goes. But actually, in Jeremy's defense, he is a graduate through Second City. So he went through the same entity that, you know, gave us Dan Aykroyd, John Belushi, you know, Jason Sudeikis also. So some modern day, those of you a little younger know the names are important, and they are somebody. He was a graduate and went through Second City, and he's done some movie roles too. So, I mean, he's not a, hey, he's just trying it out, open mic kind of a thing. So I'd encourage folks, think about that. That's a unique event to do with your special someone, the Front Porch Comedy Show on February 15th. Again, tickets are available through their website, but you can get to our website to get to those.
That's something, has that been tried at the auditorium for a while?
Not a comedy show. We should check with the historians and see. I'm not aware of a comedian being at the auditorium. Yeah. Can you think of it?
No, just for the sole show. Yeah. You know, there might have been one, like, kind of a warm-up act or something over the years, but not that I'm aware of.
And everything you and I did was always out at the Copper Top, the most part.
Right, or in the alley behind the auditorium.
There was some of that. You're absolutely correct. And then I mentioned ice on Lee Lake. You know, I just recently was up there with Chuck Keller and the Chaos Turkey Busters. We did a little promo video on the coldest day of the year, which was not my best decision in life. But they have their 26th annual Lee Lake Fishery, and that's Saturday, February 15th. Kicks off at 8 o'clock. They do their raffle drawings throughout the afternoon, and then they're done at 3. All the fish registration's done at 3. I would encourage, if you're a ice fisherman, go try it out. They've done a really nice job of stocking that lake and getting the carp out, and there's a lot of game fish. If you're not a fisherman, go anyway. I have found that is one of those first events where everybody, because it tends not to be the coldest day of the year. A lot of times it's a fairly comfortable day, and it's a great opportunity to get outside, get some sun, get the air, and then you get to see some people at a community event that you probably haven't seen in a while. And I've gone probably the last 5 or 6 years, and it's just been great to see people. So I'd encourage folks, check out, that's the Chaos Turkey Busters 26th annual Lee Lake Fishery, again, February 15th, starting at 8 o'clock. And then the Richland Center Parks and Recreation Department, they've adjusted to our weather. They used to call this the Twilight Snowshoe event, or snowshoe and hike. This year, they're giving up on the snowshoe, and they went straight.
Had to cancel it last year.
They did, and that's tough. And this year, they're like, you know what? Either way, we're going to do it. Like I said, because there's so much frost, it would take just an incredible amount of warm temps to mess that up between now and then. But the Twilight Hike for the Park and Rec Department, February 21st at 5:30. They ask that you do register ahead. There is a cost with it. I can't recall off the top of my head. But you can register at the Park and Recreation office, and then or online if you're on Facebook, or go to the city website and you'll find the Park and Rec page, and then you'll be able to get to that information. There is a fee to register, because then they use that. That's a help. It helps them maintain the trails, so they're using that money then to put back into the trails. Now, an event that's coming up on February 22nd is getting bigger every year, and part of it is because there are a lot of local or area communities kind of in southwestern Wisconsin that used to have events like this, and now they don't have them anymore for one reason or the other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Lee Lake Polar Plunge, that's coming up on the 22nd. In fact, Chrissy Latica will be in the studio to talk about that next week.
Yep.
Us.
Yeah, the Polar Plunge, 25th, they've been doing that for 25 years.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, and that thing has grown. It's, you know, the activity start at 11, the plunge is at 2, but get there for all the activities. Again, that's another, it's a really cool community event, and it's kind of a sideshow that you won't see anywhere else. And this year they're having a costume contest with it. And I'm glad you're having Chrissy in because she's a treat just to talk with. I interviewed her one time, and that was a lot of fun. Latica family knows too much about me, too, so it's kind of dangerous every now and then. But, again, we encourage folks, check that out, Saturday, February 22nd. That's on Lee Lake as well. It starts at the community center at 11 o'clock. But then 2 o'clock, they head to the lake, and that's when the plunge happens. But then the event I was kind of referencing that really is growing and growing is the Driftless Area Deer Classic, and that's also February 22nd at the Richland Center Community Center at 9 o'clock. They do buck and bear scoring, so you bring in your buck that you shot in the rack, and they'll score that. There are a lot of raffles, food and drinks, but the vendor booths, too, are very popular there. They do have a pre-registration on Friday. I'll tell you, that event kind of just keeps growing, and I think part of why it's survived and thrived, actually, is that they do have some younger folks that have been helping. Whereas some of the other events, people just aged out, and then they kind of got to where, boy, there wasn't anybody else to help with it. And at the Driftless Area Deer Classic, I know through the Richland Archery Club, they've got some younger members that have helped, you know, step up and help out. So, and then this is one of my favorites, and I'm never around for it because of the history. I love the history of this one. And, of course, it's Yuba, so anything in Yuba, there's no party like a Yuba party. But on Friday, February 28th, and Saturday the 29th, it is their traditional, and it's the 149th annual Yuba Masopust two-day dance. Now, to explain a little bit what Masopust is, you know, if you think of Brazil and other Latin American countries have carnival, well, Masopust is a lot like that. It's kind of their celebration of getting out of winter, heading to spring. But it was and this makes sense that Yuba would have it, but Masopust is a Bohemian term, and it's a Bohemian celebration. Now, most of us think, you know, with Mardi Gras and everything else, we're celebrating the coming of spring. But really, Masopust, back, and I'm talking, you know, just AD, so I mean early years before, you know, the Americas existed, it was scaring winter away, and it got a little rough there for a while from what it sounds in its origination, and the Catholic Church had to step in a little bit. It used to be a seven-week celebration. It just went on and on and on. It was dancing. It got a little, like I said, it got a little scary. It was like a seven-week Halloween celebration for a while back in the old country. It got pretty rough. They were scaring people, but the idea was to scare winter away, but then it kind of got tough. Well, nowadays, Yuba, with, you know, folks are friendly and they have a good time up there. It is the two-day dance. Now they've decided we've got to go to work the other 6 weeks of the year. And now it's down to 2 days. And that is centered around the Still Pub and Grub in Yuba. They are really the sponsors of this. They'll have some karaoke on Friday night, I know. They do have a live old-school band, the Little German Band, from 1 to 5. And then 7 to 11, they have other music. I'm not upbeat on who that is or what that is. Again, Chrissy Latica can fill you in on that a little bit, too. So, again, it's the 149th annual, so that if you got a good thing going, let's keep it going, right? February 28th and the 29th in Yuba.
I don't think there's a 29th this year, is there? It isn't leap year.
What year is it? No, because that was a presidential.
Yeah. Well, but either way, it'll be
the day after the 28th.
It'll be the day after the 28th.
Wow.
Although they might be leaping around up there.
Who knows? In here creating days. Yeah, that'd be March 1st.
March 1st. Yeah, that's all right.
Okay, so go on the 28th. They'll tell you when the next thing is, which would be the next day, whatever day. No, it's Saturday, March 1st. So.
Well, it's good. It's good education on what Masopust is.
That's factual. I had that information. I was so focused on that I wanted to make sure I shared that. I forgot that. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, got to go to Yuba to learn more. Well, we'll talk more about what's going on in the greater Richland area coming up with Marty Richards right after these words.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Does your employer offer 6 weeks of paid time off in your first year? Rockwell Automation does. How about a $2,500 sign-on bonus? A 401k with company match? Annual bonuses for all employees? Rockwell offers all that and more, including paid parental leave, tuition reimbursement, unlimited referral bonuses, and endless growth opportunities. This isn't your typical manufacturing job. It's a great place to work because of the great people who work there. Join the team. First shift starts over $20 an hour. Second shift, over $22 an hour. Apply at rockwellautomation.com/careers, search Richland Center, or stop by any Wednesday starting February 12th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center is saying thank you with their Customer Appreciation Days, February 17th through the 22nd. Stop in and enjoy 20% off all parts during the event. And don't miss out on a delicious treat, Richland Lockers barbecue pork sandwiches available for all customers. Mark your calendar and join the celebration at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, February 17th through the 22nd. See you there.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab to the truck, to the barn to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
On a morning show today from WRCO, we're giving you some ideas, some warm thoughts here about the coming days and the spring and in March. And, you know, the Pine River is actually open year-round, right?
Well, it is.
You might be able to.
I don't know if I want to.
You had some sort of icebreaker on the front of your kayak.
Yeah, I don't want to go kayaking in February.
Some have, though. I mean, some years, you know.
Well, I think the latest, so Mark McCauley, our Pine River guru, I think he told me the latest he saw somebody kayak was early November one year.
Okay.
And I know I saw a picture of a guy in a kayak with snow on the bank. So it may have been even one earlier, you know, in the spring. So, yeah, it, you know, the Pine River, kayaking the Pine River has become one of the top, I've said previously five, but it may very well be one of the top three items that people come to this area to experience. Since COVID, since 2020, you know, kayaking here really took off. That's kind of when we became known, when I go outside of this area. So like the Canoocopia, convention's coming up here at the beginning of March, and I'll go there and we'll have a booth and we talk regularly with people. And I noticed that it was like a year after that, so 2021, people started saying, yeah, I've been there. That is an awesome paddle. They love it because of the rock faces and just the scenery and the calmness of it. We hear routinely that, you know, if you want the party atmosphere, you go to the Kickapoo. But if you want that family-friendly, serene, scenic, relaxed paddle, you go to the Pine River, and we've caught that quite a bit. So there's some exciting things going on with the Pine, with kayaking, and we know people who come here to for lodging and stay, one of the events they expect to do is go kayaking. And the last couple of years, with the lack of rentals, so number one, Mark McCauley deserves, I have a debt of gratitude to him for, number one, his vision, and then number two, his stubbornness, I think, to keep the Pine River navigable. Because here, folks, if you don't know what happens, the Pine almost always floods at least once after the initial flooding. So, you know, we have to clean the Pine, like I'm doing anything. But the Pine needs to be cleaned initially after winter. Now, this year might be a little bit different. We don't have a snowpack to melt at this point. You know, hopefully we have to get rain. We're dry. We've got the fire warnings and concerns. And I'm anticipating we'll get moisture between now and May. But when we get that first flood, you know, it jams stuff up and we got to clean it up. Well, then there's always another one, it seems like. Now, this past year, that's true. That's what happened. There was a flood early, and then in June, we kept getting rain, ground got saturated, and then boom, we had a flood that jammed things up, needed to be cleaned as well. Well, over the last 10 years, basically, that's been Mark's vision and Mark's work, and he's had some others that have helped him with it. There are also, you know, I should say, there have been some other groups prior to Mark that kind of saw that vision and really worked on it, but really it was Mark that got it to where we are today, that people come to Richland County and they are anticipating and expecting they're going to kayak the Pine River and get the treat of all those, the visions of the rocks and really some just phenomenal views. Well, Mark, due to family concerns now, is moving on in his business. He's got some other business concerns that he needs to pay attention to, as well as his wife, Pam, who's been instrumental as well. In this, they've kind of taken over some other business from family, and they've got to pay attention to that. So now we were presented with the issue of, oh, hold the phone. You know, we need to make sure we keep this navigable. And I've been talking with, you know, the important people in the area that are on governmental positions and different things. And Sheila Troxell has also been a very big driver of this, to make sure we take steps to make that happen. And we have an effort in place. It's too early to say how this is going to work. But I do feel good now that we have good momentum that we can plan and promote, that we will have kayaking going into the future on the Pine River. We have some new energy coming towards that. And here in the near future, I'll be able to tell you more about it. But I do know there's a lot of folks that have been concerned about this. I've had people ask me about it because that was how important Mark was to that effort. He really, you know, there were other efforts, but Mark was the one who figured out, or just like I said, had the stubbornness that he was not going to be stopped. And he really became the champion for the Pine River, got it to where we could kayak down it comfortably from Rockbridge to Richland Center. And we've got the landings in now that are really good kayak landings. And so we're taking that next step and ensuring for not just the next year, but for decades to come, that guests can come and expect to have an enjoyable experience there. So we'll talk more about that in the future. Another thing that's exciting me, very exciting, because I was just there Sunday and got a good look at it, is the Willows Wedding Event Center and Short-Term Lodging. Now, the Willows, for those who don't know, is the former, or we still know it as, the A.D. German House. So I think everybody in the county is probably familiar with the A.D. German Warehouse in Richland Center, designed by Frank Lloyd Wright. Well, A.D. German was a businessman that had his business there and had, there's a whole story that we don't have enough time for me to share that's outstanding of the legend of how that all went. But here's a spoiler. Frank Lloyd Wright basically bankrupted him on the construction of that warehouse.
Cut off the train track somewhere, didn't he?
That was A.H. Crosco.
Oh, that was
get me going there, too. That's Ken Thied and I'll come back and tell you the stories of those.
Sure.
But anyway, A.D. German and A.H. Crosco didn't send each other Christmas cards. That didn't happen. They were not friends. But A.D. German's house, if you drive Highway 58, you'll see German Lane about a mile south of Ithaca to the right, and you'll see this beautiful white house. And the Huffman, Nelson, Pizer families, who are relatives, they're descendants of A.D. German's family, they have purchased that property. They've rehabbed it. I got a tour of it on Sunday. It's just outstanding. And the history there is phenomenal. Just the stories and the family and everything. It's not just A.D. German. It's, you know, the sons. You know, Freddie German did some really phenomenal things. But the house itself tells a story. And I know that they are, and they already have events scheduled there. They have, I know, wedding celebrations scheduled there. But they will have short-term lodging for wedding guests where the whole event is right there. I think it's 5 bedrooms, if I remember correctly, 3 bathrooms. There's a butler's stairway. I always love that. When you find that the Mayon House in Richland Center here, the former Lewis House, has that butler's stairway. And it's just like, you know, the stories that, you know, could probably be told of what happened, you know, people traversing that stairway. Well, A.D. German's house has that as well at the Willows. So you're going to hear more about that as we move on. One of the things of that house that I find interesting was it took 20 years for A.D. German to finish building that house. They started building it, and they lived in the basement. And it was a rock wall basement. The history of A.D. German to the Ithaca area is very important, but also to the Richland Center area because it's intertwined. So, and that's kind of the story of our tourism in this county. Richland Center cannot thrive in tourism without the outlying areas. The Pine River doesn't just flow through Richland Center. It takes city and county cooperation to make sure we all thrive. And in this situation, a lot of credit to the Nelson and Pizer and Huffman families, Nelson families, because they had to look at that and go, oh my gosh, there's a lot of work here, because there was. And now when you go in, you can see it. It was very purposefully done. You know, the windows themselves, they're floor-to-ceiling windows. And I don't mean like there's a foot of wall space and then the floor from the window. It goes all the way to the floor. And for a house built at that time, to have windows like that, just phenomenal. So, Phil, if you get a chance, and I know they are planning an open house, and actually for the effort of cleaning the Pine River, one of the things that we will be doing here in the future is we are going to do kind of a parade of short-term rental properties. That's in the planning stages, and I can tell you that's going to happen because I guess I'm responsible for it. But we're going to do a little parade where you can go see the different unique short-term rentals that exist out in Richland County. If there's somebody listening today that has a short-term rental, they'd be like, boy, I'd be interested in having some of the local folks see that. Feel free to reach out to me through Greater Richland Tourism. But we will have that. And I know I've already talked with the folks at the Willows, and they're interested in that as well. So at some point, you're going to have at least one opportunity for the general public to go take a look at that.
It'll be fascinating because we've driven by it all of our lives.
Now when they have that light on, it's like, oh my gosh, yeah. It's like
cupolas,
the Holy
on.
Grail.
Yeah, exactly.
There it is.
At the end of the valley.
And then finally, speaking of A.D. German, the 1921 Speakeasy in the A.D. German warehouse. I've been there a couple times. It's open now. Every Friday, 3:30 to 9 o'clock on Fridays. It's really just a unique experience because it's a lounge kind of speakeasy where, you know, they serve all beverages as far as, you know, sodas, waters. They do have malt beverages as well. So you could, you know, get what I always call a barley pop. But they have seltzers as well and some others. But really what's unique is you can go in there and have just a casual discussion without loud music. You could also kind of see some things because it's really a casual, relaxed atmosphere to where you can start to see the aggregate in the concrete that you wouldn't see in a quick tour. That's like, whoa, wait a minute. Well, that's the Doherty family really hadn't done anything but sidewalks when they poured the concrete for Frank Lloyd Wright in that building. So it was a learning curve for them. And it was a continuous pour in many of the aspects. And that was new at that time. So it's just kind of interesting because you'll see some characteristics of that building that in a tour you don't have time to take in. But then also we've had some really cool discussions there as well. And Tim Baer is involved with the A.D. German Conservancy and deserves a ton of credit. He and his wife for making that happen. And we've been there a couple times now. It's just awesome opportunity. And again, that's every Friday, 3:30 to 9 o'clock. Again, you can watch our website if you have any questions, and you'll see that as well.
Awesome. I've got a little bit of time here at the end, but I know you've been looking at some of the marketing efforts and the results. They've been going pretty well.
This is the time of year we start to see, well, okay, are we on the right track? And we're starting to get a trend where it's like, yeah, we're doing the right thing. So we always have to wait until May or beginning of June to really see the from the Department of Tourism and Wisconsin Department of Revenue, we get to see the actual direct visitor money that's spent in Richland County. But a leading indicator that kind of always tells us, are you on the right track, is our website traffic. And so we work with Gray Media out of Madison, and actually they're a national company. But we work with them on a couple of aspects. Number one, they are our streaming advertising partner. And we have selected some areas of Milwaukee that we know are folks that are socially they are interested in going out and doing outdoor exploration, hiking, biking, kayaking, snowshoeing, and getting out of the urban area for a break. Also in Chicago, we've identified those same areas and those people, and we direct target to those folks our advertising. That way we're getting a good return on our investment. We're not just throwing it out there and seeing, boy, I hope it hits. It's not broadcast. It's direct marketed. Through our marketing efforts in 2024, we saw our website traffic grow again by 72%. And that's not a final indicator of how well the money spend went. We'll learn that in May. But we do know from past experience. So in 2023, we had a 49% increase in our web. And when I say increase in website traffic, those are new visitors coming to our website that have not been there in 90 days. So, you know, if somebody's interested in coming here and they get onto our website and they start researching, usually they decide at that point, hey, we're going to go there. They don't do that for 90 days and keep looking, right? And 90 days, if you think about it, that's really, you know, if you're looking at our peak seasons, which probably run May to, you know, well, October, you know, you're kind of eliminating a lot of folks. They're not going to keep looking that whole time. So when we see a 49% increase in our website, new visitors to the website in 2023, and then another 72% this last year increase in that website traffic, that is phenomenal. That is a lot of traffic. So what's cool then that we kind of can correlate that to is that the past 3 years we have seen really strong growth that mirrors that website traffic. So direct visitor spending is how we measure that. And what direct visitor spending is that people who have spent money in Richland County on recreational items, so entertainment items, retail, food and beverage, lodging, transportation, and the state has a matrix that they apply only a certain percent because, you know, transportation, gas, things like that, well, that's probably a lot of the locals are actually also, so you only get a credit of like 20% of that. But for lodging, you're getting like 90 to 95% of what they spent goes to credit. That's their measurement. So the trend is that over the past 3 years, direct visitor spending has increased an average of $2,500,000 per year. And that is ahead of, so if I had my graph, and I'm going to speak to the county board here in the next week and kind of give them kind of a show of how this has worked, what our advertising marketing efforts have done. And I've got some graphs that are pretty cool that really tell the picture. We were flat for 15 years prior when they were measuring this. And actually, when you say flat, I mean, we had no increase. So we were really losing ground against inflation was what was happening. But you can see directly on the graphs, here's where we started marketing the area. And now here's where we started getting these gains of over $2 million in increased visitor spending in our area every year following that beginning of that marketing, which is nowhere near that kind of expenditure. You know, our expenditure in streaming advertising every year is literally around about $30,000 a year max. But we're seeing that result of over $2 million increase every year in spending. That directly relates to county sales tax income, not to mention our businesses. So lodging partners, experience partners, also seeing increased spending in their businesses because that's what it's measuring. So that's huge because, so I just told you that we had that about a $2 million, well, a little over $2 million increase. Well, in 2023, which is the last year we have these figures because we'll get 2024 in May, we'll get those figures and see where we're at. But for 2023, Richland County outpaced and had a higher percentage increase of direct visitor spending than 58 other Wisconsin counties. And locally, Grant County only had a 2.1% increase. Richland County had a 6.4% increase. Vernon County actually went down 1.3%, which I'd kind of like to understand how that happened. I don't know. And then Crawford County had a 0.4% increase. So we're outpacing our surrounding counties. We've hit on something that even Wisconsin Tourism comes and talks to me about it. They're like, you know, what'd you see? What are you doing? You know, or how are you doing that? So that they kind of understand better. So now they've started actually, Wisconsin Tourism is actually starting to use some of the streaming methods that we've been using with Greater Richland Tourism.
Awesome. So we'll look forward to seeing those numbers in May when you come back.
You bet. You can tell if they're big increases, boy, I'll be right on you to get in. And if they're not, then you'll be like, is Marty okay? I haven't heard. No, if everything stays true to form of what we've seen, we have a trend that when our website traffic increases like that, we can expect that we're going to see then the increase in spending as well. And I feel fairly confident. 2024 was a really good year for us. June was tough because we had so much rain, and that did kind of preclude from some hiking, some kayaking there for a couple weeks. Just didn't happen. But I do know from the lodging side, the people still came because we were busy. And then October was good. It was a strong month, strongest in lodging that I've seen over the last few years. And then we had that little bonus in January, that 10-day where lodging was full. The Ramada, the parking lot was full of snowmobiles, you know. So we're hoping for that. We've got a few days yet where that could happen, but we'll wait and see. And the last thing I'd say, Phil, is I just encourage folks, you know, I threw a lot at them. We didn't even get to March. There's some pretty cool events coming up in March. Just go to that calendar at greaterrichlandtourism.com, and we'll be happy to make sure you get the information for all the events coming up.
Awesome. Thanks for coming in today, Marty.
Hey, thank you for having me.
You bet. Director of Greater Richland Area Tourism, Marty Richards, on today's morning show.
At U.S. Cellular, you don't have to choose between a great deal on the phone you want or the phone plan that's right for you. You can get both. Four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90.
Whoa! That's like getting tickets to both a wrestling match and a figure skating show, all in one.
Sure.
Don't steal that idea.
Don't worry, I won't. Get both. Four free phones of your choice plus four lines for $90. No trade-in needed. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's just better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. How's that sound with a Papa Burger? Made fresh root beer always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Valentine's Day. Yep, it's almost here again. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and I have to ask, has Valentine's Day gotten boring at your house? I have a way to get some sparkle in her eyes for you. Sparkling diamonds. We have so many diamonds just waiting to be matched up to the perfect woman. Earrings, necklaces, bracelets, and of course rings. Maybe you want to upgrade her old diamond. We do that right here too. To make it easier, we offer financing with approved credit, and we have just lowered our diamond prices to make it easier than ever for you to get a larger diamond. Let's make a deal. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center. Happy Valentine's Day.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com.